Cullen followed Dr. Xavier Fagan through a home cluttered with packing boxes onto the carefully organized library of the man's new home in Northwest Washington, D.C.
The library's right through here.
The library bore no resemblance to the rest of the place. It was large, airy, and orderly, and ran the length of the house. The floor was wood. An area rug marked a reading zone at the far end, where two comfortable armchairs and a square table invited you to sit and browse in front of a bow window. Cable lighting zigzagged over the entire ceiling, but it wasn't needed now. In addition to the bow window, two tall windows interrupted the floor-to-ceiling bookshelves along the west wall. In the center of the room rested a huge, battered desk flanked by a pair of low bookcases.
You're a man after my own heart, Fagan.
It started out as a bedroom and dining room, but this suits me better. I don't have my entire collection in here, but I think I unpacked Papa Aurigny's journal. It should be in the Verdun section. Yes, here it is.
He held out a tattered, leather-bound journal.
You can take it with you if you like.
That was an unusual degree of trust. But then Fagan wasn't a practitioner himself. Cullen tucked the slim journal carefully inside his jacket.
Thank you. And the Ars Magica?
You're drooling.
Hardly at all. I have tremendous self-control.
The original is in my safety deposit box back in Cambridge. I recently acquired a safety deposit box here, but I haven't made the trip to Cambridge to retrieve the items from my Cambridge box. But perhaps my translation will work better for you anyway, since you have some difficulty with medieval German.
I've never seen anyone actually twinkle before, but damned if you aren't doing it. An English translation, I take it?
Of course.
Fagan headed for his desk.
It's a work in progress, mind. Not finished, but I have a decent rough draft, you can see. I'll burn a disc so...
The front window shattered. Cullen flexed into a deep crouch. He sprang. A second projectile followed the first as he slammed into Fagan. Cullen twisted so momentum would spin them sideways as they fell.
The desk! It will shield us!
The air ignited in a wall of stink, heat, and flame. The woman's gray hair frizzed around her face in an untidy halo. Her eyes were small and suspicious, her skin as scuffed and worn as an old suitcase. She smelled of baby powder, sweat, and the chicken concoction she shoveled into a small, pursed mouth.
But you do know Birdie, I think.
Everyone knows Birdie. I ain't seen him lately. That don't mean he ain't around.
How long do you think it's been since you saw him?
Well, now let's see.
She stopped eating and mimed patting her pockets.
Oh, some bitch. I think I done lost my PDA where I jot down all that important shit.
Rule wasn't sure why he didn't give up and move on to someone else. She didn't want to talk to him, and he couldn't make her.
It's hard to know who to trust, isn't it?
That's easy. Don't trust nobody. Do I know you from someplace?
I've been on TV now and then. I'm the Lununcio of my clan.
Oh, you're that prince guy, the werewolf. You a celebrity.
Of sorts, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, how come you here without the cameras? Every time you goddamn celebrities come around to feed the homeless, there's a camera someplace. Marianne says it's good publicity, brings in donations. I say it's a pain in the ass.
But I'm not here to feed the homeless. I'm looking for Birdie.
No, he ain't here.
True. Is there anyone else who's usually here who you haven't seen lately?
Tom Cruise. That man Plum loves the chicken and noodles. Can't figure why he ain't been around lately.
Perhaps he's on a diet. We celebrities have to watch our waistlines.
She slapped the table.
Perhaps he is. Why you wanna know all this anyway?
He glanced across the noisy room. Lily was talking to a tall man in a spattered white apron, one of the servers.
I'm not supposed to tell you.
But I'm supposed to tell you stuff?
I can't think why you would.
She stuck a forkful of chicken whatever in her mouth and chewed in silence for a moment.
She's a cop, that woman you came with?
Yes, federal, not local.
Why she want Birdie?
She thinks someone may have harmed him.
You expect me to believe some big shot federal cop cares what happens to Birdie?
She cares.
Rule looked at the nameless woman, whom life had taught very little about trust.
You have no reason to believe that, but I know it's true.
You wait here. I'm gonna turn in my place. Then maybe I tell you.
She heaved herself to her feet.